This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
The most popular man in Dallas, Brian Schottenheimer. We're getting there. We're getting there with Brian Schottenheimer anyway.
You know, I heard someone bring up a counterpoint to all that I thought was interesting.
What's that?
And I think it was Norm on his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Is it always great to be loved by the players and have these relationships? And I was like, okay, while we're all busy, I like balanced thinking. And while we're all busy throwing a culture parade, no one has brought that up. Jason Garrett vacationing or going to Duke games with the select few and getting too tight with your players. Or do you consider Brian Schottenheimer not doing that with what we've been discussing? I just thought it was an interesting counterpoint.
No, I think it's good to bring up. I think
you don't want to get too close.
Yeah, I think
y'all talked about Bill Parcells and all the nightmare stories and Larry Allen. Well, guess what? If in your prime Bill Parcells was available, I would want in your prime Bill Parcells coaching my football team.
Yeah, there's a lot of that was a lot of people tell you that's what kind of did Dan Quinn in at the end in Atlanta. Was like it's you're the father figure, everybody like loves you, you're the player's coach, but like when are you cracking down when you need to? I think that's 100% a question of like, are you the parent that I'm your friend, or are you going to be the parent ever? I think Schottenheimer is going to be that, but he's got to show it. He's got to show that he can enforce it. I think he will.
So I'll spill the beans. We won't get into all of it. We'll do sprinkles. Last week we sat down with Brian Schottenheimer for about 90 minutes. Bobby and Tad set it up. Props to both of them. And we were like, yo, before we start this weekly show, we should have some FaceTime. It's going to help the interview. We should have done it with Jerry 15 years ago. We should have done it with Jason Garrett. We should have done it with McCarthy. It never happened under the old PR. Tad made it happen with Schottenheimer. So we went to his office for 90 minutes, and we'll sprinkle in those stories throughout that we feel comfortable sharing. But the toughest question I asked Schottenheimer, I said, can you, because you're so cool, we're loving you, we're BSing, we're having a great time. And finally I asked him, can you be mean? Can you crack down?
I thought he was going to bop you in the head.
Go ahead, explain his reaction. He looked offended.
He said, can I?
Yeah. Me? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, don't
you worry about it.
He was like, ask my players. Because I want to know that you can crack down. I feel like there hasn't been enough of that around here. That's why I wanted a Mike Vrabel. I wanted a Belichick in the offseason. So I asked Schottenheimer that. Do you agree with the way he reacted with what RJ described?
No, it was go get your testimony out there, which we got from Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin talked about when he had done his podcast, he said that he went out there to practice, and after they've been given a break, Shoddy came back out there and just ripped them a new one for like, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to give y'all a break. I was trying to give y'all credit. And now I see people out here loafing. Like,
now, okay. And the way Mike portrayed it, and Mike loved this aspect of teamwork and buying in, he said everyone was looking around like, who let us down? Which one of y'all let us down to where we're getting yelled at by Schottenheimer? But yeah, Brian's response and look was, that was a borderline stupid question.
Well, and over at The Athletic.
But it wasn't. It was a brilliant question.
No, it was a great question. I think it's a fair question. We're doing Below the Belt here, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. The Athletic had a write-up for...
That's where I got mad at Bobby last week, because Choppy's big question was asking Schottenheimer about his visor. And then when I heard Schottenheimer talk about it to the rest of the media, I cursed Bobby and I said... You gave one of our golden nugget stories away to Todd Archer. I know you're gossiping with Archer all the time. And no, it turned out not to be the case. But I thought the day after got the visor, I'm like, we should have dropped that on the radio and gotten the credit instead of Todd.
No. It was not me. I kept my lips sealed. I zipped my lips.
You didn't tell anyone we met with Brian Schottenheimer?
No, people knew. People saw us walking in there.
Because Zach told me good luck on the way in.
People knew we were meeting. Like, I mean, that's the thing. But no, that's the, because the rest of the media meets with him.
You know what? We never would have gotten Bin Laden if you were on that staff.
I mean, you wouldn't even know where Bin Laden was if I wasn't on the staff, though, because that's what I do. I coordinated all that. You remember that, Choppy?
He would have found him and then told everybody he found him.
Yeah. All right, over at The Athletic, they're doing the pressing question for every new play caller in the NFL. So Mike Jones wrote this over at The Athletic, the one pressing question for each play caller. And I thought, I'm media watchdogging a little bit. We did it earlier with Cody Benjamin, telling him why he was dumb.
How does he do the pee-wee laugh?
You've got the question for Schottenheimer, I feel like is kind of generic. He said, can this rookie head coach really supercharge an offense that often looked disjointed, anemic, and ineffective when he was Mike McCarthy's offensive coordinator? Can he really be better? Feels just too generalized for the specifics of what we're really asking about Brian Schottenheimer. So I've got three things that I think are significantly more critical for Shoddy to answer, and stuff that doesn't mean he can't reach this or anything. It's just we don't know yet. So I want to kick these around a little bit. Number one is exactly what you were just talking about from Norm. Did the players want you because you make them better or because you're their buddy? To me, I think that's something that we'll have to find out really quickly. The players going to bat for Schottenheimer, was that a testimony to the front office as this guy made us better? When he had a bigger hand in the offense, we were better. He pushes us. He makes us better. Or is it, I like him. I like him. I want him to be here. Because those are two very different reasons for going to bat for him.
I felt like my theory, I don't know this, I felt like they advocated for Mike at the end because they liked the setup and the environment. That's my theory, and that's the wrong reason to want Mike to stay.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Chop, you have any concern about the... Because I think you were wondering, can you go from being in it to being your boss?
That's one of the... That's a problem. It's not just in sports. I mean, it happens in life, too, with your regular job, when you're contemporary or you're just your immediate supervisor gets promoted, you know what I mean? And it's just like...
It happened in this building. Gavin Spittle worked here. And then he came back from Houston with some people. Reetma's like staring at me through the glass for some reason. Jake said, is this going to affect me? Can I get more airtime from this story? And then he came back with some people who maybe he was wondering, are they going to remember Old Gavin
or new Gavin?
Or new Gavin.
Yeah, and that's a problem. Look, it's a problem that manager is going to have to deal with, right?
I say that only half of the team, it's a worry for half the team since he spent the time with the offense? Or will the defense also look at him like, yo, man, you were just an assistant the past couple of years? Because the defense theoretically should not know him that well at all.
Yeah, because also, like, you see guys get promoted as coach in waiting, right? Like Gerard Mayo with the Patriots. He was coach in waiting.
Yeah.
Now, that didn't work. Now, he didn't have a good team either, but it didn't.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Work. Even though when I think you're announced as coach in waiting, that automatically gives you a little bit more authority.
Yeah.
And you could start to exercise some of that. But, you know, Shoddy was just... I mean, nobody thought of his name until after this whole thing.
So I brought it up.
Yes.
That's right.
You mentioned that part of it, the head coach waiting. That happened with Avery Johnson here.
Yeah.
Avery Johnson, and they made the finals. They should have won the finals that year.
But Big Don, he missed a lot of games. He would just miss a lot of games. Avery's coaching tonight.
Yeah. And so Avery, I remember there was a commentary during the playoffs on the run to the finals where they said Dirk had walked up to Avery during the practice and said, old baseline Johnson, because Avery's game was the baseline jump shot, and that Avery had told them, I laughed at it, but like, we got to start setting some boundaries here of like, yeah, I was your teammate once and I've been kind of the assistant, but like, I am head coach here. And so we got to have a little bit of that respect factor there. And so, I mean, that dynamic can't exist. Number two, and these are questions that still exist for Brian Schottenheimer as the new play caller for the Cowboys. Which version of Schottenheimer's offense are we getting? So under Schottenheimer, the Jets ran the ball at one of the highest rates in the league from 06 to 2011. When he went to the Rams, they were pretty balanced. In Seattle, Shoddy pushed really hard for more freedom for Russell Wilson. And the Seahawks, they slowly started to shift from a run-first, ball-control offense to being one of the more aggressive, deep-passing teams in the NFL. So the question is that evolution? Is that coaching to your personnel? Or is the offense one that doesn't really have a defined direction to it? I don't think that... I think what it is it's generally coaching to trends and your personnel rather than
and that's his
else.
Philosophy too. He's like, I need to fit it around the talent versus
should be every coach's philosophy.
We talked with it should. We talked with him about Steve Spurrier a little bit, and I covered Steve in DC of no, it's gonna have to fit his not a well. You have to fit in the fun and gun. It's going to be the fun and gun.
Right.
You know, is Mike D'Antoni gonna run a slow it down offense, or is he going to, what was the name of his?
7 seconds or less.
7 seconds or less.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something where when Dan Quinn got here.
Was McCarthy ever going to come here and go, this shouldn't be West Coast?
No. And I think that was part of the issue. When Dan Quinn got here.
He did initially.
We raved about how Dan Quinn changed things up and said, I can use that guy though. I'll figure out a way. I don't know. He's too good not to.
Yeah.
And that's the third question. It's kind of branch off
if
of
Bill
that.
If Bill Belichick was coaching here, TJ Watt would be a Dallas Cowboy. Period.
Yeah.
We got into this whole, well, I can't get him because he's a 4-3. I can't get him because he's a 3-4. For years, that's been an NFL and football philosophy. Belichick has always been, and that's why he's given credit for being a genius of, you're doing this in a different way. He's like, give me all the damn good football players, please, and I'll figure it out.
Yeah, and that's the branch off the third part of this, which is kind of building on that, is that are we getting a scheme with Schottenheimer or are we getting a coach? Like, is he a coach or is he a scheme? Because Rod Marinelli, for instance, who beloved around here, great guy, friend of the morning show, Rod Marinelli had a scheme that he believed in. That was his scheme, and you needed to fit to it. When you, especially in today's NFL, where so much of it is changing and they're throwing different looks at you and the schemes are changing so rapidly overnight, it's really hard to be married to just one scheme. But you also don't want somebody to be wishy-washy. You do want somebody to have an overall philosophy that they believe in. And Shoddy's talked about cut splits and motion and different things that he likes doing. But I think the biggest thing when you've got a coach in today's NFL, the number one question I think you have to ask about them in terms of if they're going to be a schematic advantage is, do you have the humility to challenge your own core beliefs on scheme in the name of a player that is talented and just say, it doesn't fit. It is square peg, round hole, whatever else. But I need to make that work because he's too good not to make it work. So I need to change, not him. And so I think those are three of the bigger things that you've got to look at with Schottenheimer. And we'll have those answers pretty quickly once the season begins.
B-Lo.
B-Belt.
Every day at this time. 840. You love the Cowboys. You love football. Our insider is going to give it to you on the official home of America's team and the new home of Worst Take. Your nominees and the biggest loser for who gave the worst sports take of the week. The New York Knicks, Rory McIlroy, Deion Sanders, all in the running. Give us your nominees and the loser at 877-881-1053. Worst Take is next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.